This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm going to be joined in the next segment by Dr. Peter Bregan, and he's someone who's spoken out many times on the effects of SSRI drugs as that being the major common link in all of these mass shootings and suicides. It's why we call them murder pills here. We're also going to be talking to him about the effects of the potential for abuse with the brain project that Obama is coming up with the research that DARPA is doing, where they say that they want to selectively take out memories of people. That ought to raise everybody's fears. Now, of course, they say they're doing it for a good cause. They're going to use that to get rid of PTSD in veterans. But we've heard that before. We heard that after World War II. They were giving veterans lobotomies in mass in the 1950s. There was a massive exposure of that by the Wall Street Journal. It was also carried by PBS. I think it was Frontline that carried it. But there was a massive exposure of the atrocities that were committed on veterans by the VA in the name of helping them with PTSD, called lobotomies. And Dr. Bregan has been very much involved with that. He fought against the reinstitution of lobotomies as they were people were trying to bring that back in the 1970s. So I want to get his take on this new high-tech lobotomy and the potential for abuse, not only against veterans, but against the population in general. We were talking in the last segment to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK about this article that has been posted up on Infowars.com, where Border Patrol Vice President says cartels are using de facto amnesty to smuggle whatever they want and whoever they want into the United States. What is that going to bring into the United States? How is our government going to react to that? Of course, we see that the same organization, Homeland Security, that has opened up the borders, completely allowing anyone and anything to come in, as he points out, we see how at the same time they're militarizing towns in Florida, small towns where there's been no crime, and yet they're giving them massive counterinsurgency equipment. They've been doing this for quite some time. They've been storing up ammunition for quite some time. It's almost like they were planning this. It's almost like they knew this was coming along. And, of course, in this interview, and we're going to be talking to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs about that, and there's some additional information that's not in this article that's going to be coming up. We're going to talk to him in the third hour from El Paso. He's there at the border. But in this interview that's up there now, this Border Patrol agent says that, of course, the economic conditions and the crime conditions are horrible there in Central America. But he goes, that's been going on for more than 10 years. He says, so this invasion to start suddenly happening, something else had to change. And what changed is the fact that we're engaging in this catch and release program, and the word has spread fast. And so that's exactly what we see happening. But, of course, you know, Obama is now trying to step back a little bit as people are talking about how dangerous this is for the children. And, of course, that's another aspect of it. It's not just the demographic surge. It's not just the Cloward and Piven surge. But it's also the fact that they're deliberately bringing in young children. I believe that has to do with Obama's idea that he wants some kind of a youth corps. He wants to give them a free education and in return turn them into foot soldiers for the state who are completely indoctrinated by the federal government, have no attachment to America or its traditions or even to their family. Their only attachment being to the federal government that they see as family, as mother, as father, as rich uncle. Listen to what he had to say about bringing the children in.
The problem is that under current law, once those kids come across the border, there's a system in which we're supposed to process them, take care of them, until we can send them back.
Is your message don't come?
Oh, our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. That is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back. More importantly, they may...
They're not sending him back, though. And do you notice how he prevaricated around the truth?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined right now by Dr. Peter Breggin. Now, as an introduction, reading from his bio here, since 1964, he's been publishing peer-reviewed articles and medical books in his subspecialty of clinical psychopharmacology. This is someone who has clearly spoken out for a very long time, was at the forefront of telling people about the harmful, counterproductive effects of SSRI drugs, how it was driving people to suicide and to mass murder. And we have been trying to tell people for the longest time that the common link in all these mass shootings are the drugs. And yet the big pharmaceutical companies and the media that feed off of the big pharmaceutical companies, look at how much how many of the commercials are paid for by big pharmaceutical companies. Of course, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. But we've been trying to tell people what's behind that. But I also wanted to talk to Dr. Breggin about lobotomies, high-tech lobotomies that DARPA is working on, because he's been someone who's been at the forefront of pushing back against that. And as we see veterans doing many, many tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, as we see now that that is starting to fire up again. We were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson about how we see this mission creep now in terms of it was first not going to be any troops sent back to Iraq. Now it's going to be 300. Now Obama's saying 500. Now we're getting emails from people saying their entire unit is being trained for deployment within the next few months going back to Iraq. So it looks as they're going to continue to escalate that, continue to keep Afghanistan going on for decades. And so we have a lot of veterans who are suffering from PTSD. And we understand that in the aftermath of World War II, the VA and was treating people with, vets who came back with PTSD, they were treating a lot of them with lobotomies. And now we see that DARPA says that they're going to be able to use brain chips to selectively remove memories. And, of course, as you start reaching for something to make you wake up from this nightmare when you hear that the government is going to start messing with people's memories, implanting false memories, removing other memories, when that starts to scare you, they say, oh, don't worry. This is for PTSD. And, of course, we heard that with lobotomies, and Dr. Breggin was very much a part of the fight in the 1970s in an international campaign to stop the resurgence of lobotomies. And so I wanted to ask him first about that. Dr. Breggin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David. This could be a very important show. It's the first time that I'm going to be talking about DARPA. Thank you. Thanks to you. And I have just a huge amount of background on this. This isn't the first time that government agencies have funded what is essentially mind control. Mm-hmm. Back in the 1970s, the Justice Department and the National Institute of Mental Health, quite a combination, funded psychosurgery at Harvard, where they were implanting electrodes into the brains of people that were supposed to be patients but were experimental subjects. They were stimulating parts of the brain. They were obliterating parts of the brain by heating the electrodes. They had people walking around the ward being stimulated without their knowing it by remote control. Mm. And one of the heroes of DARPA is a fellow named Jose Delgado, who was sort of the godfather of these Harvard programs. And I conducted an international campaign that actually shut down the Harvard program. And I'm proud to say I actually drove Jose Delgado back to Spain back in the early 70s. So this is an old goal. Then we had the CIA. So we moved from the Justice Department and NIMH to the CIA, funding experiments in Canada with D.E. Cameron, who was a very famous psychiatrist. Even though a Canadian, he was at one point the president of our American Psychiatric Association. He had CIA funds to treat people when he was actually obliterating their memories with shock treatment, then using recorded devices to try to reprogram people and redevelop their personalities. Now, in both these projects, what they really succeeded in doing was destroying the brains of people and destroying their lives. Mm. The final, this to sum up with the final version of all of this that I got involved with was the Violence Initiative in 1994. My wife and I wrote a book about it called The War Against Children of Color. We found out that the federal government, starting with all of the health agencies, the Justice Department, and the Centers for Disease Control, that these organizations were getting were applying for huge federal funding as a group to go into America's inner cities to identify genetically and biochemically why little children in the inner cities would grow up to become violent. This was pure racism, and it was pure eugenics, which is the usual combination.
Yes.
And Ginger and I worked, for several years to stop that program, too. So this is now a reincarnation on a somewhat more sophisticated level
yes.
of mind control, and the government's been at this for ages.
But, of course, we don't have to worry about it now because it's so high-tech. You know, it's like the way they sold the drone strikes, saying they were going to do surgical strikes, and yet we see entire wedding parties being taken out. I mean, it's still not a surgical strike, and if they say they're going to be able to go in and selectively mess with people's minds because they've now got some kind of brain chip, you know, a semiconductor that they can use as opposed to doing surgery, it is no less destructive. People need to understand that, you know, you can kill people from a bomb out of a B-52 or you can kill them from a Predator drone. You can destroy their minds with a lobotomy surgery or you can destroy their minds with a high-tech brain chip. And you're talking about the minorities. We just recently had a report about a government agency funding research on premature babies, varying the amount of oxygen to them and giving some of them too much oxygen, making them blind, and some of them depriving them of oxygen to brain damage them. I mean, that came out, and that was being targeted. Most of the cases where they were talking to people were minority people. They came in, and they actually, Dr. Breggin, created an acronym called SUPPORT. And they told him, we're with the support group, you know, and they had this little acronym as cover. And these people thought they were just a support group. They were going to be coming in, holding their hands, offering them counseling, that sort of thing. When actually they were signing on, they were deceiving them into signing on to a situation where their child was going to be damaged by this deprivation of oxygen or too much oxygen.
Yeah, the, you know, it's just an opportunistic. They go after
yes.
the minorities, partly from racism, but partly it's just flat-out opportunism. Let me quickly get down some of these DARPA programs. Can I do that for
sure.
about 60
yeah, go ahead.
Seconds
yeah,
here?
Definitely.
Well, first of all, DARPA is funded through Obama mm-hmm. and through the military this time. Most of these other programs were through health agencies, the Justice Department, and so on. One project is to create a black box to implant in brains, very much like the one in airplanes. They'll keep track of your brain function and then even be able to retrieve it after you've died to look at what happened to you.
They monitor all of our emails and all of our conversations. That's not enough for them. They have to keep a record and, I guess, store it out in Utah. They have to store it for the NSA, even what we think, I guess, right?
Yeah, my wife, Ginger, who works closely with me on these issues and on the was the heart and soul behind the Stopping the Violence Initiative against Black Children, was just pointing this out to me today. They want to start with our conversations, but really where they want to go is inside our heads.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So one of them is the black box. Another is interface between brains, where they want to be people to be able to communicate and influence each other's brains. another is influencing brains, and they've been trying to do this with animals, animal brains influencing animal brains, the internet influencing animal brains. They've got another one about stimulating for lost memories. You mentioned the one where they can put in chips and then destroy the chips, which would destroy the person.
Yes.
And the one that I think is the most key, because this is where the drug companies are going to jump on. This is where all the money's really eventually going to go. And that's a project called Subnets. And that's, at this point, a $70 million DARPA project to use brain implants to identify mental disorders like depression, PTSD, addiction.
Yeah, there
They're
you
going
go.
To study what's wrong with brains and then fix the brains. This is subtle lobotomy. And you know, what we call mental illnesses are not physical in origin. A soldier who comes back full of guilt and shame and horror of war and has what's called post-traumatic stress disorder. It's not a disorder, it's just post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
It's what happens to a normal person with a normal brain when you put them through war.
Exactly.
So they redefine human experiences. Depression is loss of hope. It's profound sadness. It's a feeling of helplessness. All of these understandable human processes are not biological in origin. And when they go in there and tinker, what they're eventually going to do is just very crude control and mostly destruction.
Yes. And the other thing that concerns me is that if they did get a finer means of control, I think that their ultimate goal is to try to make people who absolutely have no conscience or remorse about what they will do, who will do anything that they're told, whether that's because they've got some kind of a brain chip in them that is forcing them to do it, or whether they've removed any guilt, any moral conscience that person might have. I think that's the thing that really scares me, because when we look at these experiments, whether you're talking about the Tuskegee experiments that everybody knows about, or some of these that are just recent and a lot of people don't understand about, this preemies experiment on the premature babies, or just as I was coming to InfoWars, they had the EPA was experimenting on people, feeding them diesel fumes, and this was done in an effort to try to up their regulations for fine particulate matter. They were selectively screening for people who had respiratory and heart issues because they wanted to increase the regulation of fine particulate matter. These are people who have no moral conscience, and I think they're trying to, ultimately, that's what they would like to see happen with others. We're going to be right back with Dr. Peter Breggin. We're talking about the history of mind control and lobotomies and how that's been abused. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined with Dr. Peter Breggin. This is a man who has, for many years, warned about the negative effects, the unintended consequences of SSRI drugs, making the symptoms worse, being the major contributing factor to many suicides and mass murders. But this part of the program, we've been talking to him about something else that he's been involved in fighting, and that is lobotomies. And now we see that President Obama has this $100 million initiative, the Brain Initiative, that DARPA is pushing through. And, of course, just as they used this phony acronym of SUPPORT to try to deceive people who were the parents of premature babies into signing on to this program that was going to essentially deprive their premature babies of oxygen or give them too much oxygen, both of them having severe consequences, even death. They deceived them by coming up with this acronym called SUPPORT. Well, Obama's got his own acronym for this DARPA program. The BRAIN Initiative actually stands for Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies. And, of course, what this looks like to me when they're talking about changing people's memories, when they're talking about selectively removing memories, this looks like the very crude approach that they did after World War II to veterans with lobotomies. I was just talking to Dr. Breggin about that. Dr. Breggin, they want us to believe that they have something that is very advanced and precise surgically, electronically. Now we have high technology to take care of this. But as you're pointing out, this is just going to be more of the same, isn't it?
Yeah. Let me address for a minute just how complex and amazing and poorly understood the brain is.
Yes.
You know, the brain has perhaps 100 billion cells, nerve cells. Now, these are just the communicating cells, not all the superstructure. They may have up to 10,000 connections, each one. We're talking about trillions of connections going on in the brain. We have so little understanding of the brain, David, that there is no famous brain scientist. If you think about Newton or Einstein or Galileo, all the great names of the physical universe, there are none for the brain because we don't understand how the brain works. We don't understand its operating system. We don't know how it creates language or thoughts or feelings. It's a very dark area. It's a mysterious area. It should be treated with the utmost respect, and we should avoid any kind of tampering inside the brain. The brain, each of our brains is probably more complicated than the entire physical universe because life is so complicated. The universe doesn't speak. It doesn't think. It's simple compared to a human brain. And we need to back off and say, if we're going to do basic research, it has to be on the simplest, genuine neuroscientific level of how does a neuron work, how many connections does it have, what are the chemical influences on it. We can't just stumble into the brain like it's a china shop that we're indifferent toward, barge around breaking things. We won't succeed in what they want to do. They won't succeed in fine-tuning people's brains, but they will succeed in developing the ability to injure brains and probably to make people docile.
Yes.
Because the main effect is docility and apathy when you harm the brain.
Yes, absolutely. I think, and I don't know how you view this, but I look at this and I think, for them to come out and say that they're going to do it through DARPA, which is loosely tied to the defense aspect of it. Of course, they do a lot of a lot of things with robots that scare us as well. But when they say they're going to treat PTSD, I think they're just looking to use veterans as guinea pigs. And you're talking about bull in a china shop. I mean, they're going to put this chip in here and just experiment on these people in a real brute force kind of way.
Oh, absolutely. When I started the anti-psychosurgery campaign, they were doing psychosurgery at NIMH. They were doing psychosurgery at the VA. I stopped all of that. But they weren't trying to treat people.
No.
They were experimenting. They were trying to develop their sense of power and authority over human beings. It's an evil approach to human beings. It's an objectifying of our basic nature, which is very spiritual. And whether you believe in evolution or God or both, I mean, our brain is has to do with our will. It has to do with our values. It has to do with who we are. And all they're going to be able to do, and they will be able to do this better, they will be able to make people more conforming and more docile.
Yes.
Lobotomy patients became totally docile. Modern-day electroshock patients, I'm still fighting electroshock, after a few shocks become docile and apathetic.
Stay with us. We've got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Dr. Peter Bregan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Citizen Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I've been talking to Dr. Peter Bregan about DARPA's $100 million brain project. They say they're going to help veterans with PTSD. Dr. Bregan is someone who has fought against the brutalities of lobotomies that were performed on World War II veterans for the same justification, to help them with PTSD. So we've been talking about what's likely to come out of that. I want to continue that discussion with Dr. Bregan. But before we do, I want to tell you this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. You know, the collapse of the border, the soaring meat prices, it's clear that there is no longer time to wait. You need to start getting prepared today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and check out their complete line of preparedness products. My Patriot Supply is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. If you don't have food, you're no threat to the New World Order. They're counting on you to be ever-dependent slaves in their system of control, but you can fight back. You can establish independence for yourself and for your family by securing your own private supply of storable food. And there's no better way to prepare than this Patriot-owned company. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for special offers to listeners of this broadcast. And for a limited time, they're offering additional discounts off their already low price. That website again is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now, Dr. Bregan, just before the break, you were talking about how crude this is, the lobotomies that they did, and how crude even their most sophisticated technological approaches are going to be with their latest technology because of the complexity of the human brain. And you said something that I thought was very important, that this is really the real effect of this is going to be to destroy people's minds and at the very best to pacify them, to keep them from being a threat to them. I want people to go back and look at this this study, this project that came back, I think it was at the end of December. It's the Forgotten Soldiers. It's a report that the Wall Street Journal did. And in it, they're talking about how the Veterans Administration, quote, performed brain-altering operations on former servicemen that it diagnosed, and listen to this, depressives or psychotics or schizophrenics, and occasionally on people they identified as homosexuals. In the future, will that list include dissidents? Will it include people who don't agree with the government or the people find that they are political opposition? That's not beyond the realm of speculation. That has been done in totalitarian states. That's the most common diagnosis for get rid of somebody was with to say that they were mentally ill and lock them away in an institution. But I also wanted to tell them this. They need to go back and they need to read these stories because I think that's what really drives it home. We can talk in the abstract about what happens with lobotomies, but if they go back and read the case stories of these World War II veterans, one of these fellows, 90 years old, describing his experiences. When they see it personally, I think it'll have an effect on them. And just one last thing before I go back to you, Dr. Bregan. What they said here, the surgery left them, because many people don't understand, they've never known anybody with a lobotomy. Of course, if you've seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that's centered on that. And of course, that was written by somebody who was part of a government experiment on mind control. That was a guy who was involved in the early experiments of LSD who wrote that novel. But the Wall Street Journal points out that the lobotomy surgery left these men little more than overgrown children unable to care for themselves. Many suffered seizures, amnesia, and loss of motor skills. And some died from the operation itself. So I encourage you to go and look at that if you're not familiar with the effects of that. And think about what's going on with that before you allow someone in your family or before you take that treatment yourself, before you think that DARPA's got some kind of a new magic pill for PTSD. Dr. Bregan.
The government has actually participated in this country, at least in one project, in using shock treatment to suppress political dissidents. I did a show with 60 Minutes, so we had like three segments about black protesters during the 70s in the Navy who were subjected to shock treatment to control them and to stop them from protesting. And shock treatment will stop you from protesting. And shock has been used in our state hospitals. Years ago, whole wards would be given shock treatment to make them more docile, more controllable, make them line up at the, on the food lines and do what they were told. If you think about the human brain. I mean, you mentioned a lot of the adverse effects of lobotomy, including some that are more physically obvious. But the fundamental effect of lobotomy is to rob humanity. Because if you think about the frontal lobes, you know, that's what makes us look different from our dogs and from chimpanzees is we've got this big bulging forehead. And that's the flower of human development. And so if you want to conceive of what lobotomy does, all you have to do is conceive of how you think of a human being. If you think of the human being in spiritual terms or as worshiping God, that's going to be knocked out, diminished, or destroyed. If you think of human beings, as I do, as sources of love and caring, that's going to be one of the very first things to go. If you think about people in terms of their judgment, their insight, their future planning, that's going to be injured. In fact, whenever anybody describes the effects of injuring the frontal lobes of the brain, which all of this research will do, it'll all be directed to some extent at frontal lobes. Whatever the person says the frontal lobes are doing is just a projection of what that person thinks human beings are, because it's the seat of our humanity, and that's what they're tampering with.
Yeah, that's very eloquently put. It's a very frightening prospect, especially when we remember, as we recounted in the earlier segments, the history of all these experiments, as you mentioned, using electroshock therapy to stop dissidents. We know that this is something that they're going to do. And as your wife pointed out, this black box project where they want to record what's going on in your mind, we know that they want to know and control everything about us. I want to move on to another topic that has been one that you've been on the forefront of fighting against, and that is the SSRI drugs and the what we call here murder pills. Could you talk to the audience about that and your concerns about that?
Well, I was the scientific expert for all of the combined Prozac suits back in the 1990s. So I literally got inside Eli Lilly and then later inside other drug companies. And I can tell you that they actively suppressed all the data they were getting on violence and suicide and on the ineffectiveness of the drug. For example, when Eli Lilly would get a report from a doctor saying that his patient, had, even one of their own researchers, saying that a patient had committed suicide probably caused by the drug, they would change their own investigator's report to no drug effect. Or emotional instability. When all the reports of violence came out, they didn't research their own data to see about this. They formed a committee to counter it, and they met secretly. This is not a conspiracy, it's a fact. They met secretly in early morning hours with the FDA to avoid the press or anybody seeing Eli Lilly coming and going with the FDA to cover this up. Wow. The latest scientific research shows that if you take all the studies sent to the FDA for antidepressants, not just the cherry-picked ones, see, the company will do maybe six studies, seven studies, and then they'll cherry-pick two, and those will be the studies used to prove the drug is effective. Well, if you look at all the studies, latest research, the antidepressants don't work. They're ineffective. And then if you look at additional research, it's clear they cause violence and suicide, psychosis and mania. So we have tons of evidence that they don't work and tons of evidence that they are causing horrible mental aberrations by disrupting the function of the brain. And there's just no doubt about this.
And every time we have a mass shooting, we always know that there's going to eventually come out that the person was on some kind of SSRI drug. That seems to be the common thread in all these. They're coming from all different walks of life, different ages, different social conditions, and yet that seems to be the common thread.
Well, the way I've evaluated it, there are three common threads. One is nearly every single one has been through psychiatry, whether they're on a drug or not. Mm-hmm. Nearly everyone has been through psychiatry. That means beefing up psychiatry isn't going to save us from violence. Psychiatrists make people violent by humiliating them, which is the ultimate source emotionally of most violence, is feeling humiliated and impotent. So psychiatry makes people feel that way with the diagnoses, the drugs, the hospitals. And it doesn't identify violence because there's no particular ability to do that within psychiatry. So one thing is they've almost all of them been through psychiatry. Secondly, many of them, maybe not all, certainly not all, but many of them were actively taking psychiatric drugs at the time. And not just SSRIs, but also other kinds of antidepressants, benzodiazepines, which can disinhibit like alcohol, and stimulants, which can drive people over the edge. And the press has lied about this. I was a medical expert in several suits surrounding Columbine. And what I found was that Eric Harris, one of the two youngsters who committed this atrocity and then killed each other, Eric was taking an antidepressant for a whole year with increasing doses. He was taking Luvox, which is an SSRI. Fluvoxamine is his technical name. Mm-hmm. And he had a blood level of this drug from the coroner's office and also reported to the FDA, and the blood level in his system at the time of the shooting. It was ironically called a therapeutic level of the drug Luvox. And then you get the major media, USA Today, for example, recently coming out with a story reviewing what happened at Columbine and saying we now know that Eric Harris wasn't taking psychiatric drugs at the time. Well, he was, and I can track through his record that he wasn't crazy before he was put on the drugs. He was put on them because he was an obsessive kid, and he gets progressively crazier and manic and psychotic, paranoid on the drugs. I sent the information to USA Today. I said, here's the FDA report. Here's how I can get you the autopsy report. He was on drugs. You need to correct this. It was in his system at the time of his death. Therapeutic level. They didn't even respond to me.
Not surprising. One of the things that really concerns me, and you've written about this as well, is in the aftermath of Sandy Hook, we saw people on both the left and the right saying, it's psychiatric evaluations that we need more of to stop a repeat of this, and calling for background checks, calling for banning people from owning guns if they've had any connection whatsoever with the psychiatrist, or allowing the psychiatrist to essentially declare people without any kind of due process to declare them as being unfit for handling guns, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's an interesting phenomenon. In my fight against lobotomy, I worked with Congress. I actually wrote some legislation. And the support I got was from conservatives who thought lobotomy was wrong because it tampered with God's given mind and brain. Mm-hmm. And from the Black Caucus, because I had disclosed that the Harvard people got their funding by claiming they could do surgery on ghetto rioters. And I also found out that they were operating on little black children at the University of Mississippi. The broad liberal community did not support me as anywhere near as much as the conservatives and libertarians and the Black Caucus. And I'm really concerned now that conservatives don't see that turning to psychiatry as a solution is ultimately totalitarian. They just don't see it.
Yes, yes. It really surprised me, and I felt that was very, very dangerous. Why do you think that the liberals did not support you in that previous effort?
Well, I think it's a social control issue. I mean, it was very interesting. At one point, I found out that the Kennedy daughter had been lobotomized before anybody publicized it, and Ted Kennedy was fighting me on the lobotomy issue. Hmm. I actually threatened, I was such a tough kid in my 30s and 40s, I threatened to disclose photos of Rosemary, you know, in her hospital where she was being kept with the notes about her being lobotomized to force Ted Kennedy to have hearings.
Yeah.
On lobotomy. I think that in the liberal community, there are many people who do understand these issues, but there are many who so believe in psychiatry. You know, if you don't have a spiritual religion, psychiatry fills in your religion. Psychiatry says that we can tamper with the brain and make you better. We can find genetic causes, which don't exist, for mental disturbances. We can locate biochemical imbalances. It easily becomes a substitute ideology for believing we have free will, we have values, we have a soul.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a part of where liberals get caught, but many, many liberals support our work.
You know, it's interesting that you had mentioned that, too, that they see it as kind of a substitute for religion, because actually, you know, psyche means soul. So, you know, essentially, psychology actually meant the study of the soul for people who really didn't have any religious connection or couldn't bring themselves to see a God, you know. So that does become kind of their God, I guess. And they've got these different schools of psychology, which I guess are kind of like religious denominations. You know, you're Jungian or you're Freudian or whatever. I guess those are...
Well, right, David. And it's a state-supported religion. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like Catholicism in the 14th century, because you have your National Institute of Mental Health, which is fundamentally a support group for psychiatry. You have your FDA, which legitimizes psychiatric drugs, none of which are really legitimate. I mean, they're usually studied for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. They're completely controlled in the studies by the drug companies. So you have all these federal organizations. Even the Department of Education has supported the diagnosis of ADHD and the drugging of children. So psychiatry can be viewed in some ways as a materialistic, state-supported religion. Now, that's not its intention. It's not how it thinks of itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But it sure is how it functions in many ways.
Boy, that is an amazing insight. I couldn't agree with you more. That's truly amazing. I want to continue talking to you about SSRI stuff when we come back. You know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier was the FDA cover-up of the drug trials for Eli Lilly and other companies that are making SSRI drugs. I mean, when you look at this drug approval process, a lot of times I think the FDA is so in bed with these drug companies that essentially what they do is give them their purpose is not really to protect the public, but to give them legal immunity in lawsuits, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. The FDA has yet to even study electroshock machines. They've given shock machines a free ride. And finally, they were pressured recently into saying they were going to actually require shock machines to be tested. But they've done nothing about it. The FDA probably does more harm than good, at least in the area I know of psychiatry, shock, and psychosurgery.
We're talking to Dr. Peter Bregan, an expert witness on SSRIs and other psychiatric issues. We're going to be right back after the break. One more segment with Dr. Peter Bregan. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women, it is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I've been talking to Dr. Peter Bregan. He's a psychiatrist, an expert witness in many cases about the effects of SSRI drugs. We were just talking before the break about how the FDA actually empowers and provides cover for drug companies, how they selectively cherry-picked their drug studies so they could get the results that they wanted. Dr. Bregan, in this last segment that we've got that's kind of short, I want to talk to you about the executive orders that Obama came out with as part of Obamacare. You wrote an article saying that his executive orders vastly empowered psychiatry and gutted patient rights. Can you talk to us a little bit about your concerns about the kind of mandates that are part of the Affordable Care Act, or as we typically refer to it as Obamacare, those kind of mandates and the effect that they're going to have against patients' rights and in favor of the psychiatric community?
Well, remember that psychiatric records are considered medical records. Therapy records are considered medical records. All of them are covered by insurance or will be eventually covered by insurance, or they'll have to opt out for privacy. And all of that is going to these central collection agencies, you know, that are sprinkled throughout the states to bring together all the data and to organize it electronically. There is no way that that's going to remain private forever. I mean, we have corporations being broken into. We have the Pentagon's computers being broken into. Yeah. There's no way that your health records are going to stay private. And you have to be really careful now about telling any healthcare provider anything personal about yourself, which is an absolute disaster. And Obama was also calling for a strengthening of the ability to lock people up against their will. But there's no way psychiatry can discern who's violent and who is even harmful to themselves. What that results in when you increase involuntary treatment is you might have to put away 10,000 people to stop one person from causing harm, and you'll never even know if you stopped that one person because there's just no way to figure all that out.
Oh, yeah.
Empowering psychiatry is a disaster.
I've always said that when people give up their liberty for security, they wind up in a maximum security cell, and that's literally what will happen. Yeah, that's literally what happened.
That's really, really good. I'd like to address two positive things, if I could, quickly.
Sure. Yes.
One is, don't rush and just stop taking your psychiatric drugs after listening to us today, because stopping drugs is as dangerous as starting them, because it throws your brain out of balance once again. And I've written a book called Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal, which talks about safe and effective withdrawal from drugs. The other point I want to say is, whether you believe your brain is God-given or evolution-given, you have within yourself the power to overcome your worst emotional suffering. You have the power within yourself to regain your autonomy. You can become more and more self-determined. The key to a good life is moral, ethical, and principled relationships with other human beings. And human beings heal each other. Mechanics doesn't heal us. Psychiatry doesn't heal us. You know, don't accept this cultural avalanche that is robbing us of our belief in ourselves as souls, as human beings who can handle our own lives. And if we need help, we need human, caring, loving help. We don't need destructive interventions into our brains, whether it's stimulants for our children or
that is so wise. Excellent, excellent advice from Dr. Peter Breggin. If you want to know more about him, to find his books, you can go to Breggin.com. And I would suggest you do. A very wise man. Excellent advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Peter Breggin, for joining us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to have more news from the...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.